I'm Dan Hughes in the Old Time Radio Corner. Most of our Old Time Radio Corner shows are nighttime programs or kids shows, but this week we've got a daytime show. It's called Bride and Groom, and it ran on the ABC network from 1945 to 1950. In those 5 years, over 1,000 wedding stories were told and weddings were held. The happy couples told about their first date, their first kiss, and some funny stories about their courtship. The show then gave them gifts like appliances, silverware, and a honeymoon trip to wherever they wanted to go. The host of the show was John Nelson, and the announcer was Jack McElroy. This episode of Bride and Groom was originally broadcast on May 23, 1947.
From Hollywood, we present Bride and Groom. With your master of ceremonies, John Nelson.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. They say it's the woman who's always late, but that isn't true of the couple we'll meet at our bride and groom wedding party at the Chapman Park Hotel here today. Because on the first date our bride and groom ever had, he kept her waiting 2 hours. Well, you'd think that would about nip any romance in the bud, but apparently it didn't, and there's much more to it. For now the couple will be married out in the old chapel under the trees after they've told us their story. First, here is our own Jack McElroy.
If you've never tried real Bayer aspirin, join the millions who use it for fast, reliable relief from ordinary headache, uretic, or neuralgic pain. Once you've experienced its amazingly fast yet gentle relief, you'll likely never again use anything except Bayer aspirin. You can actually see why Bayer aspirin gives such fast relief by doing this. Drop a Bayer aspirin tablet in a glass of water. Watch what happens. You'll see it start to disintegrate within 2 seconds. What it does in that glass, it does in your stomach. And because of this amazing 2-second disintegrating action, Bayer aspirin relieves pain with astonishing speed. So next time you have a headache, neuritic or neuralgic pain, and want really fast relief, remember that Bayer aspirin is ready to go to work almost instantly you take it. And also remember that Bayer aspirin has been used, without ill effect, by millions of normal people. When you buy, ask for it by its full name, Bayer aspirin. Never by the name aspirin alone. 25 cents for 24 Bayer aspirin tablets, virtually one set of tablets.
Here's to the bride and groom on their joyous wedding day. Let's toast the lucky pair, start them on their way. We wish them every happiness today.
Oh, a very charming young couple. It's a pleasure to introduce our bride, Miss Betty Garvin. Her groom is Mr. Walter Marshall. Betty, you're a very charming young bride. Are you a little bit nervous today?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. Walter?
Same here.
But it wouldn't be traditional if you weren't. I understand you saw some action during this last war, Walter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Were you as nervous then as you are now?
Never.
Well, this lasts a lot longer than any action he's seen. Tell me a few things. Let's get acquainted, if you will.
Well, I'm 19 years old, and I came to California 5 years ago.
You better talk a little louder, too.
Okay.
With your family, they moved here?
Yes, uh-huh.
How many in your family?
Well, there's 5 children and my father and mother.
Boys or girls?
1 sister and 3 brothers.
Mm-hmm. That came out right. I'm surprised. Where'd you say you were born?
In Atoka, Oklahoma.
In what?
Atoka, Oklahoma.
Atoka?
Uh-huh.
You see? And you moved out here 5 years ago.
Yes,
you
sir.
Finished your schooling here.
Yes.
Did you go to work then?
Yes, sir.
And do you work now?
Yes, sir.
You going to continue to work?
Yes, sir.
For about how long?
Until we start our family.
Until what?
We start our family.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, that's very sensible and very, very honest procedure about the whole business. Walter, about you, please.
Well, I was born in McAllister, Oklahoma, and... Well, I don't know when I moved. I've moved so much that I can't keep track of it.
How old are you?
22.
How many in your family?
I have 3 brothers. No sister, my mother and father.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's four in your family and five in yours. Do you think four or five children is the right size family?
No, three.
Three is right.
That's right.
We agree on that. You were in service?
Yes.
In what branch?
Navy and the Merchant Marine.
Where all did you serve?
Well, in Persia and Arabia, China, Shanghai and Hong Kong, Siam and the Philippines.
We're very proud of young men who gave so much to make our victory possible. Walter, others may forget about the young man, but we sure aren't going to hear, and we hope nobody else does. Anyway, what's your civilian occupation?
I'm an electrician for our electrical contractor.
An electrician?
Yes.
I think he made a pretty good connection here, don't you?
I sincerely do.
She's very lovely. What?
You bet she is.
You betcha! Ah, that's grand. That is the proper attitude that you both have towards each other. What are your eyes, green?
Just about.
Mm-hmm. What color do they get when she's mad, Walter?
Oh, it's spitfire.
That's cute. Well, you two have a very wonderful, tender love story, and it's sort of a typical American love story. I mean, I don't think it could happen anywhere else. And all I want to know is who's going to tell us all about it before you go out to the chapel.
Go ahead.
You have the go-ahead.
Oh, well, I met him September 15th, 1945.
That was about 20 months ago.
That's right, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And how did you meet him? Under what circumstances?
Well, my maid of honor introduced me to him.
How did that happen?
Well, she told me about him for a long time before I ever met him. And
build-up talk?
Oh, yes. And I talked to him on the telephone before I ever got to go out with him. And I had all planned to go out with him, and he was 2 hours late.
That's a fine beginning. You mean that you got all ready for a date? Were you going to go out with him?
Yes.
And the two of you were going out, and...
No, three couples.
Three couples.
She was long. She introduced me to him.
You got yourself all fixed up, and he was 2 hours late.
2 hours late.
You know, in view of the fact that he's going to be a married man in about 3 minutes, I think it's appropriate to find out how he got out of that one.
Well, the P.E. run into a car. Ask the best man. He'll vouch.
You know, Walt, there are going to be times in your married life when you aren't going to have a best man along to vouch for it. You better be a little more convincing in future stories. But we'll take your word for it now. And he was late, and so what happened? Did you give him fits?
Oh, I was pretty disgusted. I didn't know him very well, so I didn't maul him out or anything, but I was very disgusted. And mm-hmm. It was raining at that.
Mm-hmm.
So we went dancing, and we had a very nice time.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get back in a good graces that evening?
Oh, yes.
I don't know how.
Pretty late, but we got back.
Pretty late, and back in good graces.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a nice time, you say?
Oh, very nice.
Did you like him by the end of the evening?
Well, I was so disappointed at first it was hard for me to decide, but I liked him just average.
Mm-hmm. Did you like her?
I can't tell.
That's not a very good beginning for a romance. Well, did you like her enough to ask for another date?
Oh, yes.
And did you ask her, like him enough to give the date?
Yes, I know.
You went out again soon?
The next night, uh-huh.
I see. It was not quite so tepid as it seemed at first. Did you have another date soon after that?
The next date. Next day was Sunday, so we went out Sunday, too.
You went out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Yes, sir.
Then what happened?
We went boat riding in my little boat.
On Sunday?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. How many dates did you have, Betty, before you started going steady with Walter?
Well, he shipped out January the 4th, so we went together steady at that time, but we weren't...
Nothing?
No.
Tell me, I wonder if they were or if they weren't in advance, or whether they knew it or not. Walter, on which day did you first try to kiss her?
On the boat ride.
Uh-huh. Now, here is a Navy man who takes his girl boat riding on Sunday. And I'll bet with every intention, had you planned to try to kiss her on this trip?
No, it's unintentional, but I love...
Likely story, isn't it?
I wasn't prepared when I kissed her around my boat aground.
Oh, no. You mean that you took her out boat riding, you're going along, and here you are, an experienced Navy man and also a merchant marine, and you're out and you're kissing a girl and you let it go aground.
She was watching the bridegroom. She let it run aground.
She was watching you while you were kissing.
She was the helmsman.
Now, it's her fault that he kissed her. Well, you say that actually you were separated, you were going steady, and you sort of had fun, but there was no...
Nothing definite, no.
No. Mm-hmm. Tell me, if you will, please, how long had you gone together when Walter proposed to you? Was it before or after the separation?
Oh, before.
It was?
About 2 weeks.
2 weeks before you left, you proposed. Where were you, Walter?
Well, we were at the Club New Yorker in Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way home...
You had your arm around her?
Oh, sure.
And how did you say it?
Well, I asked her if she would wait until I got back from overseas again.
What did you say?
Well, I didn't know for sure, so I said I would be single when he got back, but I wouldn't wear a ring.
In other words, you wouldn't be engaged.
Yes, and until I was sure.
That's right. So, that meant, how long separation, Walter?
Well, I was gone 9 months this time.
And you two wrote regularly?
Yes.
What were the letters about? Well, that's very interesting to know that. You can tell a lot about what they're thinking.
He writes very good letters.
Were they sort of...
Mm-hmm.
And her letters, Walter?
I very seldom got them.
Oh.
Tell me, well, did you waited this whole 9 month period and
yes.
Then Walter came back?
Uh-huh.
What was the status when you arrived, Walter?
I was in the hospital at Frisco.
Mm-hmm.
And she flew to San Francisco to meet
see you.
Me. And I had a few hours before I had dinner at the hospital there, and mm-hmm. I got to see her, and then she came back and went to work.
Sure. And on seeing Walter again, were you sure?
Yes.
Right away?
Uh-huh.
And then did you have to propose all over again?
Oh, yes.
Well, tell me about the second time. Maybe it was a little bit better.
Well, we had a little trouble, so I left.
What sort of trouble, if you don't mind telling us?
Oh, I don't mind at all. We just wasn't for sure yet whether mm-hmm. it was...
Was it kind of boy trouble?
Yes, it was. And mm-hmm. girl trouble.
Mm-hmm.
It was both of us, our fault. So I left. When I come back, well, we just started going together again, and we had quite an argument. And we said, well, we'll go together until the 15th of March. And if everything isn't straight by then, well, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So the 15th of March rolled around, and here we are.
Attorney, settle that. This is the 23rd of May, and from now on, everything is mixed up, believe me. Well, I know you two will be very happy. I think you were wise to wait, and I'm sure you're glad you did, because you've got a lifetime ahead of you together. We have for the bride her beautiful bouquet, a round shower arrangement of white gladiola blossoms, showered with white satin streamers and maidenhair fern. The removable corsage is made of 4 pink cymbidium orchids. The bridesmaid bouquet, or rather the maid of honors, is also a round arrangement of lavender sweet peas and yellow tulips, tied with lavender satin ribbon, all designed, of course, by Mr. John Patrick Burke, our very famous floral artist of Beverly Hills, who designs them for the stars, pictures, and also the stars, our brides, and her bridesmaid. You are?
Lois Parcel.
Lois, you got these two together?
Well, yes, finally.
Good idea. How long did you work at it?
20 months.
That was a long time. Are you Miss or Mrs.?
Miss.
You looking for somebody to look for somebody?
I keep looking.
Yes, sir. And you are?
Marty Jacobs.
The best man.
Yes, sir.
Are you single?
Yes, sir.
Do you know about the bridesmaid looking?
Yes.
Well, if he doesn't know it, we ought to tell him. And are you looking?
No.
You're not looking yet?
No. I found her.
You what?
I found her.
Oh, you found her. You've already got your own. Well, we'll look around a little bit more. We have for the best man the bride's wedding ring, selected as always from Brock & Company of Beverly Hills in Los Angeles, one of the truly great names in jewelry. As you see, this, like all of Brock's jewelry, is exquisitely beautiful. Tiny diamond band, slip that in your pocket. And, Betty, do you have on something old?
Yes, sir.
And new?
Yes, sir.
And borrowed?
Hmm?
And blue?
No.
Oh, I got a blue garter for the bride! John,
Betty, slip behind us here. We'll have a little screening operation, fellas. If you will, please. While the bride slips on her blue garter in complete privacy, believe me. Ready? Good. A penny in your shoe?
Yes.
And the name of your love song?
Together.
Together?
Yes.
And that's what it'll always be. And now as our bride and groom and the wedding party go down the aisle, out through the lovely gardens of the Chapman Park Hotel to the Old World Chapel where the clergyman waits, Jack McElroy sings their love song together.
We strolled the lane together, laughed at the rain together, sang love's refrain together, and we'd both pretend it life would never end. One day we cried together, cast love aside together. You're here with me and in my memory. We always will be.
Thank you, Jack and Gaylord. That's a lovely song for a very, very charming young bride and her groom. And right now, we'll have a few words that I think you'll enjoy listening to.
Next time you go to your dentist to have your teeth cleaned, notice how he often starts with powder. A powder, of course, made exclusively for professional use. Naturally, you can't use the dentist powder for daily home use, but you can get a powder made especially for daily home use that millions use. It's called Dr. Lyons Tooth Powder, and is used by more people than any other brand of powder. Dr. Lyons Tooth Powder contains the best known agents for cleaning and polishing. So if your teeth are beginning to lose their natural brightness, look dull and unattractive due to improper cleansing, try Dr. Lyons Tooth Powder. See how even such dull, cloudy teeth quickly regain their natural sparkle and beauty. Though for a smile that reveals all the natural beauty of your teeth, have your dentist clean your teeth twice each year with his special powder. And above all, clean them yourself twice each day with Dr. Lyons Tooth Powder. Enjoy its delightful, full flavor that makes your mouth feel extra clean, extra fresh. Get a can of Dr. Lyons today.
Thank you very much. And today, it's our pleasure to introduce to you a very noted Hollywood designer whose works I'm sure most of you are very familiar with. She actually needs no introduction to those of you who are style conscious. Mrs. Beatrice Boyd. Will you come up, Mrs. Boyd, please? Good. We're very pleased to have you here.
Thank you.
Will you describe a way?
Describe the bride?
Bride and her gown and her bridesmaid and the groom and his costume and everybody else.
The bride is an exceptionally attractive young blonde with peaches and cream coloring. Her curls frame her face and fall to her shoulders. The white satin gown with long sleeves has a train in the back. It ends in a rather square shape. The bodice is fitted and draped with shoulders faithful to her own. The skirt is shirred onto the fitted band at the waist. And the bride is wearing a small white lace picture hat with a lace-edged veil hanging below the waist and back. The bridesmaid is wearing a pink moire taffeta bouffant draped skirt with demure tailoring at the top, tiny buttons from the neck to the waist.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a very good description. Now, how about the groom and the best man?
The groom is dressed appropriately and with his bride and also the groom.
What do you call it? Is it the cutaway coat and striped trousers and ascot tie? Is that what it is?
That's right.
I don't know very much about these things, you know. I'm only getting used to civilian clothes myself. Tell me, if you will, what is new in fashions or what might be of interest to the ladies, Mrs. Boyd? Is there anything you'd like to say about your own work? Or?
In the ties, you mean?
Or, yes, that's an interesting idea.
Men seem to be following the trend of wanting ties to fit in with their personality. I find that men pick their own ties to fit in with their personality on the whole. I've been interested in painting ties.
I just hid mine. It's a Christmas gift, but go ahead.
I've been interested in painting ties for the studios. For Fifth Avenue, it happened on Fifth Avenue. I painted a small painting of Fifth Avenue with a bus and the bus driver going around Central Park through up and down the avenue with little typical trees, and...
That's a rather new idea, isn't it, to make ties that illustrate movies or...
Yes, for Stork Fights Man, I painted the storks putting across the ties. Buddy Rogers is wearing one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And for the picture...
See, that would be very
knows.
Appropriate for me, wouldn't it, that Stork Bite Man tie? In fact, have you got one with
two
storks?
You shall have one with several storks.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Wood. That's certainly a very fine description. We so appreciate you coming down to do the job. So I'd like to take this occasion to send along congratulations to an old friend of mine who's being married tomorrow in New York. I'm sorry he couldn't be out here with us. It's John Sharon, a wonderful fellow who's marrying Jean Pring, a very lovely young lady, who works for Guideposts Associates in Pawling, New York. He's wishing them every good fortune from all of us at Bride and Groom. We're sorry they couldn't be with us here. Also, while I'm about it, I'd like to express my thanks to some very nice people who recently sent me gifts, which are always appreciated, of course. Just like that Stork Bites Man necktie, which would be a very favorite thing. To the governor of Idaho first, a very fine fellow for some very wonderful Idaho potatoes, of which Idaho is so justly famous. They're great, big, delicious Idaho russets. I certainly enjoyed them baked. I would enjoy more, too, Governor, if you have some. And to Mrs. Arno Kazanavi of Arno's world-famous restaurant in New Orleans for the delightful shrimp sauce. Believe me, the fame of Arno's is truly deserved. Now, with some more Idaho potatoes and some more Arno's shrimp sauce, I could become known as the gourmet of North Hollywood, I think, if I tried. There are two folks here today who are celebrating anniversaries that are way up there, and I'd like to find, let's see, where are they? You folks right here, where are the other couple? Oh, fine. Oh, right behind you. Will you introduce yourself, please?
Mr. John A. Cobb.
And you, sir?
Mr. John A. Cobb.
Cobb. From where, sir? Where
K-O-L-B, Cobb.
Cobb.
Mm-hmm. Well, I come from Minnesota here, but I was raised in Illinois.
And you two now live here in California?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Did you raise a family, Mrs. Cobb?
Six children.
Good.
Four boys and two girls.
That's a nice-sized family.
Yes.
Any grandchildren?
Yes, and a great-grandchildren, too.
I've
got six grandchildren and two great-grandchildren.
Well, you're pretty proud of those.
I think so, too. I sure am.
I don't blame you a bit. They did mighty well by
Yes.
And you folks back here, Mr. and Mrs., your name, please?
This is Walter Graham, Los Angeles.
Graham?
Gray, G-R-A-Y.
Gray, I see. And Mr. Gray? And you folks live out here now. Where did you live originally?
Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh, you'd have lots of friends listening in back there on KERNT, the station back there, or KRNT. And you folks, did you raise a family?
One daughter?
One daughter.
Any grandchildren?
No.
Will you speak to that daughter of yours?
Yes, I'll too late again.
Hmm? Oh, fine. Right here? You heard what we said, didn't you? Fine. Okay, well, anyway, we have you here. And you folks, Mr. and Mrs. Cobb, you're celebrating which anniversary?
60th.
Your 60th wedding anniversary today, and you folks here?
Your
60th also?
Yes.
Well, we certainly congratulate both of these very wonderful couples for their wonderful, wonderful occasion. Believe me, that's a record to be proud of, and I'm going to ask you two, since you've done so well by yourselves and by your families and all, to sort of, if you will, in a few words, give me, sum up the secret of your success. Maybe our bride and groom can use it. If you will, please.
What?
Mr. and Mrs. Cobb?
Mrs. Cobb and Mr. and Mrs. Cobb.
Yeah.
And,
what is the secret of your success in marriage?
Oh, well, we worked so hard we hadn't time to quarrel. And, we was on the farm, married in Iowa,
mm-hmm.
And, then moved to Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
And was on the farm, and of course, we didn't both get married at the same time.
That's a great idea. How did you manage that, Mr. Cobb?
Well, good idea to keep quiet sometime.
Well, it is. I've told my wife that. I hope she's listening. She's also told me plenty, too. And you, Mrs. Gray, what would you say?
Well, I think if we remember our marriage vows, we won't go very wrong.
I think that's true.
And have your husband's meals on time.
That's very important, isn't it? Mr. Gray?
Yeah.
Would you like to add anything to that?
Oh, if my wife talks, you better talk than I have.
That's another secret of a happy married life. We have, for each of you, you charming folks on this anniversary of yours, four very beautiful, very thin, 17-jewel Gruen Precision Watches, a product of the Gruen Watch Company. Congratulations. Come back and see us on your next anniversary. Coming back from the chapel, and how happy they look, all over their nervousness, my lovely bride, the very handsome groom. Walt, congratulations to you. You want to stand over here, so I'm sure you can... When I say congratulations, I mean congratulations. There was some doubt in your mind whether you were going to make it. Would you mind standing aside, honey, so I can show you gifts? First of all, for you here is beautiful luggage from Skyway for your honeymoon. This is the famous Skyway commuter for the groom, and this is the beautiful Victoria for the bride. You've seen them advertised in world-famous magazines, The New Yorker and Vogue and all. This makeup kit was designed for the stars of Hollywood. It'll serve very well for our bride. It's Max Factor's very finest, with his fine makeup and a beautiful leather case. This is from Bernard of Hollywood in Palm Springs. It's your wedding album. Has formal portraits and candid shots, as you can see, everything that took place here. And Capitol Records of Hollywood will record your favorite artists, also record our favorite artists. That's you, our bride and groom. Has every word you said here today in a special wedding album, so that, believe me, you'll have every single word a talking picture. From Gorham's, it's 1831, America's leading silversmith. Each day our bride and groom have presented their choice of five of Gorham's many exquisite patterns. There's Buttercup, Chantilly, Sovereign, Greenbrier, and Camellia today. Complete service for 24 pieces of Gorham sterling. You'll want pictures for your honeymoon, for your memory book, and here is the famous Argo Flex camera with a reflex action, the finest made by the Argus Camera Company, and a year's supply of Anken film. We also have for you from the radio division of the Bendix Aviation Corporation a Max, smartly streamlined plastic Bendix radio, so you'll never miss bride and groom. And from for your home, something wonderful. Here it is, the 1947 Tappan gas range. Tappan, a range of exclusive features with the divided top, the servitray covers, the telly set, the visual light oven with a glass window and the oven door so you can see the food as it cooks. Well, that's very fine. And from our sponsor, here's a new product of theirs. It's Phillips Skin Cream and Phillips Cleansing Cream. We give it to all of our brides. Now, about your honeymoon, we have a really wonderful honeymoon for you today. Usually we send our couples by Western Airlines, but there's so much to see and do where you're going that I know that you'd like to have a car to enjoy it. So, therefore, we've arranged for you to have the use of one of our bride and groom automobiles, a brand new 1947 Mercury convertible coupe. In the Mercury, you'll drive north along the historic El Camino Real until you reach your honeymoon haven, the beautiful Circle Bar B Guest Ranch, located in picturesque Refugio Canyon above Santa Barbara, California. At the Circle Bar B, you'll have a lovely little honeymoon cottage built especially for young people like you. This cottage is so secluded from the other cottages, which is a nice idea for honeymooners. It has a large fireplace I know you'll particularly enjoy in the evenings, and the Circle Bar B is located in beautiful Los Padres National Forest and is a wonderful place for outdoor sports or just relaxing. The food is grand. Your hostess for a week's stay will be Mrs. Florence Brown, a true native daughter of the Golden West and an exponent of the finest traditions of Western hospitality. Will you single girls get up here now? We'd like to toss our bride's bouquet. Come on, I know. I spot them. Here's a wire for you for your memory book. It says, congratulations to the bride and groom of May 23rd from the bride and groom of May 22nd, Pat and Jimmy Barnes. It's a nice little idea. We're going to toss our bride's bouquet, but I guess we'll have to do it after we leave the air. But right now, we wish our bride and groom all success and health for a long, happy married life. You folks listen now to some words of wisdom. We'll see the rest of you on Monday.
You know what our baby is like? Said Mr. Maxwell to the missus. He's like a balloon the way he flies around the house with his games and toys. Right, agreed Mrs. Maxwell, even to the way his energy collapses when he doesn't feel well. I guess many parents have noticed that about their child. And when baby spirits do collapse like a balloon, they most likely know exactly what to do to make him well again. I know that's true of most modern mothers anyhow. For when baby needs a laxative, they give their baby the laxative that's made specially for children, Fletcher's Castoria. Fletcher's Castoria contains no harsh ingredients as some adult laxatives do. It's gentle, effective, just right for babies and small children. Furthermore, babies love to take Fletcher's Castoria because its taste is so pleasant. All in all, these are pretty good reasons why you mothers should get some Fletcher's Castoria and always have it on hand. So visit your druggist today and ask him for a bottle. Caution, use only as directed. And look for the green band on the package. Then you can be sure you have the original children's laxative, genuine Fletcher's Castoria.
Bride and Groom with John Nelson comes to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time from Hollywood. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
From May 23, 1947, ABC Radio's Bride and Groom. If there are old-time radio programs you remember and would like to hear again, drop me a note at Dan, D-A-N, at radiofun.info. Thanks for listening. In the Old Time Radio Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.